Okay, so this session focused on being able to stand firm within your center. It related to centeredness and core strength, but also the concept of being centered and staying within your core self, which is your authentic self. And basically the theme of the session was being able to do this irrespective of our fears of what could happen if we do it. So we worked with releasing the belief I need to appear strong and link that to the heart around the ability to accept the self without needing to change or be a certain way. And then worked again within the heart around the consciousness of being centered. So when we are in a place of just being and accepting and connected, it's being centered within the heart. So releasing any filters that cause us to be fearful of being in that space, and linking it to the five senses, which when synchronized, we experience our environment through our five senses in a kind of more healthy way, if you wish to speak of it that way, and balancing that to the heart to be able to experience the five senses to experience the world more authentically. In an alignment with one's truth. So then related to that, releasing fear of criticism. And then parallel to that, working with blood flow from the kidneys. So now the kidneys hold the consciousness of fear when we're too afraid. When we hold lots of fear, we tend to try and control and we exert extreme willpower, which can be to our detriment. So we're working here with the consciousness of being able to surrender and trust that we are safe. And when we surrender, that is often when we're in our power. Okay, so there's lots of paradoxes because standing in our power is not necessarily seen as strong. Okay, it is strong because it's a very courageous and at times difficult thing to do, but other people may not perceive it as strong. And it often means being vulnerable to stand in our power. So we're empowered by standing in our power, but we may have to be vulnerable to do that. And we may have to face criticism. And then all chakras were synchronized and centered so that flow of energy can be effective from top of the head right down through to the base chakra. And then that was all tapped out. I then had to balance the upper spine to the lower spine and then do a general spinal balance, which is a technique that also just helps with them being centered. It helps the integrity of the spinal column. And that then links to the cortices, linking the cortices back to the spinal column, which will help with the communication from the brain down the spinal column to the rest of the body, and obviously also centeredness. Okay, but then I had to bring in a satellite being the effect of caution, and also releasing a belief it is risky to stand firm. So these things can prevent us from standing tall. And literally, our emotional state can change our physical state. So people who live in fear often will have a more hunched up posture, or like shoulders become hunched and protective over the heart space. So we lose our center and we lose our sense of integrity, of musculoskeletal integrity, as our body starts to emulate our emotional state. So it's about releasing the caution, being able to stand. If you just think about the idea of releasing caution and fear, feel what happens to your body as you stand into your power. It's about standing tall, opening the shoulders and the heart. So that's what we're addressing there. All right, that then was tapped out. I then had to balance the three brains, the head brain, heart brain, and gut brain, so that these are all working together and we're not making decisions from the head brain. Because the head brain is just, it's more like a computer, which provides belief systems and strategies based on previous experiences. So if I do this, I will be safe. So in this case, what we're doing is we're helping the information to go from the head brain through the heart brain, where we relate, we feel, and in feeling, there's like more of an intuitive experience of it. And then it's taken down to the gut, where it is digested and processed, and a decision is created, is formed. So that's how we should be making decisions in life and acting in life. So this is, the technique helps to do that. We then worked with the Sheng cycle, of the Chinese elements, all five Chinese elements, balancing them together, and then linking that particularly to the wood element. Now, the wood element is related to the liver and the gallbladder, and these hold a consciousness of activity and movement. So we're working with the ability to make decisions, and to plan to move forward and take action in life. And then parallel to that, I had to balance all reciprocal points. So the reciprocal points together make up when they're communicating well, we have musculoskeletal alignment, and also there's just good communication throughout the body-mind system. So we brought in here a consciousness of integrated conscious communication within the body and mind. And then bringing in a belief system, I am ready to stand in my power. All right, so a very nice one about just being able to get into your power and stand in your core physically and emotionally. And please let me know if you have any questions about this.